Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
And then the S part of the story is when I got here today, is obviously Charlie does the rundown. He pulls it, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Charlie does the rundown.
Right, so there's 5 sheets of paper. I saw Maroon walk down the end of the office, and I'm thinking, what is he doing? He's gone to the printer and printed off about 50 sheets. He's that tight. He comes to work and prints off his emails. What sort of a bloke? Not only steal, you're going down and using the old Konica with the holes down the end.
I saw you with my own eyes. You are.
So what did you do down there with that machine?
Can I just ask, that information that you're printing off, is that Triple M related work or is that Anthony Maroon Industries related work?
Is that independent business related work?
First of all, I was doing down there, if you must know, was printing off the live commercials so I could take them in the booth to read them. That is definitely Triple M related work.
And what 50-year-old male walks around with a manila folder? Like one of those manila folders.
And did you walk into the stationery room with those 30 pens, or did you just walk out of the stationery room with those 30 pens in your manila folder?
When did you three qualify or graduate from law school? Or law school? When did you graduate? I've got a manila folder because I've got my preparation in there.
Because you took up from here last
you
week.
I pick you up at the airport. You don't even know where we're going. We could be going to Brookvale Oval, Wollongong, Parramatta. You don't even know where we're going. That's my homework that I've done in there. Gordon?
No, it's not, because you printed it off here.
I emailed it to here and printed it off, yes.
What's wrong with your printer?
What's wrong with your printer at home?
And what are you printing off when Charlie prints off the rundown? What are you printing off?
I'm printing off my own notes that I have here, Gordon.
No, because that's all handwritten.
What about all this?
That's from
anyway,
Charlie.
Don't get bogged down in all that. Does anyone have anything actually rugby league related that they'd like to discuss?
I'll call BS. I'll get us back on task. I'll call BS on Ben Cummings as the Knights go in and Kalen Ponga scores another try. Yes, he does.
Is that 20-0?
It's 22-0 because he scored under the post. And I'll call BS on the referees last night in the Rabbitohs Raiders game for not using the sin bin. Yeah. I don't know if you guys
just on the penalties.
All the penalties early on at some point, you know, someone, and we saw Cooper Cronk get rested on Thursday night. I thought that was the right call, but Sammy or someone had to go into the bin last night because they just took all the energy out of the game there when the Raiders were rolling on. And I think once it gets to like 4 or 5 penalties, I didn't even hear an official warning last night.
Mate, and the Broncos did it that night. And I want to just add on that BS. That last decision, right, for the play of the game when the Roosters go through, Darius Boyd was at fullback. He run through 9 metres or 10 metres from the back of the line, only had eyes for Jared Arrieta-Hargreaves.
He made a decision.
He made the contact.
He engaged.
And then they went like that.
Yep.
You just got to go to the screen. They go to the screen earlier in that game where the players knew that he went out and they went and packed the scrum.
Yeah, that was a
bad big
call.
Decision like that. And I'm happy that referees are making decisions, right, because that's what we want because they were slowing up the game. But when it's to decide a game like that, you have to go. And as good as the Broncos were, well, the Roosters would have scored there and kicked the goal and won the game.
All right. You
know? Yeah.
Right on the bell.
It was a big call. Yeah.
So you're calling BS on referees, Hoops?
The Redfern Rocket. Yes. I was going to call BS on you, old mate, but you know what?
Oh, he's copped a hide.
Mate, he's copped a hide. Copped an absolute
I can't believe all these invoices that you've rolled off.
Actually, you know what? I'll call a friendly BS on our great mate, the host of the show, Anthony Maroon. So when you drive here, Gerds, where do you park? Do you park in the car park underneath?
I just park in the car park that's available. Yeah. Any spot doesn't bother me.
Yeah, same here. So Anthony, for some reason...
This is after I pick him up from the airport
too. It's definitely cash related, right? Anthony doesn't park in that car park. He goes and parks in some other car park that's a couple of blocks away, purely based on cost-related issues. The car park that's over there next to the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, they call him.
They charge you $5 on it.
They call him the Little Bay Tight Ass.
So what you're saying is you'd spend $20 more and park down there, down underneath this building. It costs $20 more to park down there. And for $20, that's all you've got to do is cross the road.
What sort of an idiot are you?
How come you put on your invoice that you park downstairs and then you bill them for $25?
Well, You don't pay for your you don't pay for your parking, do you?
Oh well, it's I think
it's all part of the deal. It's all part of the deal.
No, you pay, no, part of your you pay for everything, but he gets a little pass. And sells it downstairs and pays $5.
Oh, God, help
this
us.
Is worth 25.
God, help us. If anyone from any of the opposition stations are listening, if you've got my number, please.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Yeah, this is when the boys can just pick something in the rugby league world or in their world in general. They say, no, I'm calling BS on that. I'm calling that. I'm calling out. I don't like this anymore. I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it. I call BS. It's a segment that's gone right around the world and won several awards. They're using it in other sports now, in the NFL and in the Stanley Cup in the hockey. Who wants to kick us off today?
We won a wreath in Cairn, didn't we? Or something like
we did. We won a wreath. We're, we're getting some royalties now, some, you know, like patent sort of royalties on the whole thing.
They haven't come my way.
Yeah. Well, I'll fix you up this afternoon. I own the patent on it. I own the rights to it. Okay, boys, who wants to kick us off today?
I'll call BS on the Roosters being upset about Angus Crichton being called a traitor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think, like, seriously, like, it's one thing to be nice guys in the game, but this, of all the things that have happened, if that's what you're offended over this summer, a teammate being called a traitor by his former teammates, given they're playing their arch enemies, the other mob have got a book called The Book of Feuds, which they trot out every 12 months to remind themselves why they hate the Roosters. I just don't know why they even bothered to be upset about it. Like, fair dinkum, get on, play footy.
Oh, Kenny, this is the same mob. We called a game early last year. Roosters fans were booing their own player in the hook of friends. So, look, mate, I couldn't agree with you more.
Mate,
these Roosters supporters.
I'm not calling BS on you now, hopping onto the Roosters. That's just a cheap
lie. I'm just observing what goes on in the game I love.
Have you been for Chinese yet after the Rabbitohs?
Oh, I'm going tonight for Chinese.
Okay.
Sang Shui Bao Wow, some curry prawns and rice. I might even have a pink lemonade. All right, boys, I'll go next. I call, you know, like, over the summer, I've done a list as long as your arm of things I call BS on. But something happened to my house this morning that I'm going to call BS on right now. Every Sunday morning, my mother-in-law comes over and she brings over the Portuguese bread and the Portuguese cakes and the they have her and my Miss tarts. Portugal, my wife, they have Portuguese tarts and they're watching the Portuguese news. It's a whole Portuguese fest going on at my place every Sunday morning. So they've got the Portuguese bread, the Portuguese news, the Portuguese music, but they're speaking English until they start talking about me. And they start speaking Portuguese. And how do I know? How do I know? Because there's certain things you can't say in Portuguese. That you
like
can't
what?
Say Penrith.
Or Anthony.
But you can't say Penrith. So I know they said, blah, 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 blah. Soon you'll be gone to Penrith. Oh, yeah. So I know they're talking about me.
You can't say dickhead either.
And old chainsaw smile either. Old chainsaw dude. Look at him.
So, I'm just calling BS. So I said to them, look.
What were they talking about then? What do you think?
Oh, they were probably
saying. Did they lower their voices as well?
Yeah, they lower their voices
and the mother-in-law just sort of looks out the corner of her eye. Yeah,
yeah, then they both looked at me and laughed. I was like, they're definitely.
But I know what they're talking about now.
Maroon, I'm going to call BS on you.
Yeah, right, eh?
Because you picked me up today, and thank you so much. Like, the text message yesterday, you said, mate, I'd love to come and pick you up. And the drive out to Penrith is, what, about an hour?
Mm.
You backstabbed your family the whole way out.
Yeah, I know. They really do get on my nerves. I love their company for about 15 minutes, my friend.
Yeah. But, like, you're talking about your dog and everything. Like, mate, what's going on?
Well, there's a civil war going on at my house, mate, because the daughter is staying there. She's having a baby. She's already got a two-year-old, my grandson, who I love to death. He teases the dog. The dog bit him.
Right.
Half the house is
Did
taken.
Did you get the dog put down?
No, I'm not getting the dog put down.
What
mate, they can all go. The dog's number one in our family. So the dog.
Is this Picasso, the dog?
Da Vinci.
Oh, Da Vinci.
Yeah, the award-winning Fox Terrier.
What happened to Wendell and Sailor?
Like... Oh, the cat. Wendell. No, well, as I say, teach the little bloke, not to tease a dog. And they say, teach the dog not to bite the little bloke. So there's a little bit of a civil war going on in the house at the moment.
And you're fiercely behind the dog.
I mean, the dog...
Dog's been around longer.
The dog's been around longer. Exactly, Paul.
And is the only this one is what they're talking about in Portuguese.
Maybe it is. I didn't hear the dog's name. I didn't hear Da Vinci. But, Paul, but Gordon, I'm calling BS on
called,
you.
Hang on. Why's your dog called Da Vinci?
I don't know. I don't call him that anyway. I'm calling BS on you because I'm good enough to come out of my way and give you a lift from the airport out here, and I have a private discussion with you, and then you out it on the radio. How'd you like it if I told everyone what you were talking about on the radio?
Yeah, you can.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that. I'm a better person than that.
So you've done your codes.
Hoops, would you... Hoops, would you like to call BS?
Anthony, by popular demand, unfortunately, I have to call BS on you also because you raised something earlier and we've been inundated with emails and messages on Twitter as well about Ayrsy.
Yeah.
You spoke to us all last year about Ayrsy and how you used to have to go and tend to him and he was dialysis. On the dialysis machine and you're unable to live up to your...
where was it? At Port Macquarie.
That part of the bet with Port Macquarie where you're going to go up and dress as a Roosters cheerleader and get the pom-poms out, all that sort of thing. Now, people are questioning, well, is Ayrsy real or not? Has Ayrsy really passed away? Yeah, there's genuine concern for Ayrsy. Can you just clarify things for the record for it?
Yeah, no, he passed away about 5 minutes after the grand final last year. it's been
so you made Ayrsy up.
No, I
you
didn't.
You made Ayrsy up to avoid a bet.
No, I did not. And his dying words to me. And whatever you do, it would be a disgrace. I would turn in my grave if I hear you've been anywhere near Port Macquarie dressed as a Roosters cheer.
So what else is on your list, Maroon? What else you got? What else do you want to call BS on?
Oh, look, I've got...
I want to hear the lot.
I'll give you one more. I was outraged last week. What is it when you go to a shop and you order a toasted sandwich, but they only cut the first layer of bread and the half of the second layer, so you've got to try and diagonally rip the bread. I mean, if you can't even cut through a toasted sandwich, then don't cut it at all. It's fine how it is.
I want to call BS. I was in the car driving out today.
Oh, here we go. Of course you were. With
and,
me.
And you. Yeah. And how tough you talk about your wife, right?
Yeah.
And your family, right? Guys, we've all heard about, you know, mate, they annoy, they talk about me in Portuguese, or this, this. Well, she rang up, hi, aunt. Well, the first one, oh, hi, honey. Hi, beautiful. Hi, darling. Hi, princess. Mate, you rolled over like a little puppy dog. And then old Miss Portugal from 1980, I sort of gave her a comment. I said, oh, mate, I thought it was late 90s or early noughts. I said, I don't know about the 80s, but Maroon, you were two-faced even to your missus.
Yeah.
Right? You you come in, your bagger. Yeah. But to a face, mate, it was like, hi, darling, Gordy, get what you want, book a restaurant, we're going to go for dinner.
I've got to support Maroon there. That's the secret to a happy marriage.
That's it, mate, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, what, talking behind their back.
Exactly.
Happy wife, happy life.
Hey, you don't say it to her.
don't you think sometimes you've got to tell someone what your wife did? And you say, am I mad or does this sound normal to you? Yeah. You know what I mean?
And you're never mad either.
Yeah.
No, that's right. And I call BS on you, Gordon, for again bringing up our private conversation.
It wasn't private.
In the car.
Huh? How's it private when I'm in the car? You don't have the phone up to your ear and you got it on and you got it turned up so I can hear all the lovey-dovey stuff.
Yes.
It was like you're 14 again. Well, 15. You hang up, darling. You hang up.
I'm missing my wife.
No, you hang up, beautiful. Okay, darling.
No, it wasn't.
You hang up.
She's away at the moment. She's in rural Victoria visiting our grandkids. I don't know if you've ever been to rural Victoria.
Yeah, I have.
But it makes Grafton look like Las Vegas. It is. The lowest joint in the world. What about you, Hoops? Would you like to call me?
Grafton, Vegas.